Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by Amazon.com. If you plan doing any online shopping, first go to otrwesterns.com/Amazon to start your shopping experience today. Today's episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is November 3rd, 1941, and the title is Dark of the Moon. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Horse with a speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. During the years of unrest that followed the Civil War, a powerful secret organization called the Legion of the Black Arrow sprang up in the western United States. Its members were to be found everywhere, defying the law or using the law for their own purposes, working toward the ultimate goal of revolt and the foundation of a despotic empire. It was the masked rider of the plains who led the fight against this band of outlaws and traitors, and for once his great strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness were taxed to the utmost in the cause of democracy. Return with us now to those thrilling days when the West was young. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides
again. Hail the Black Arrow! Hail Silver! Holler!
With the help of an imitation of Chief Thundercloud's magic belt and a renegade Indian called Tomahawk, the Black Arrow planned to arouse the Indians against the white settlers and capture Fort Lariat. The Lone Ranger and Tonto learned of their plans and realized that only Chief Thundercloud and the real belt could prevent an uprising that might spread through the whole of the West. They raced across the Badlands in the direction of Thundercloud's village, but suddenly, as the moon broke through the clouds, the masked man reined up.
What matter, Kemosabe?
Look, our men at the side of the trail, near that big rock.
Oh, that right.
Advance to be recognized.
Soldiers, they won't understand my mask.
Maybe them take you prisoner.
We can't let them stop us. Cut away from the trail. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
I'm trying to get away. Hold it, man.
Steady, steady, Silver. No use, Tonto. We're surrounded.
Them here has come. Wait for us.
That's better. I'm glad you got sense enough not to go for your guns. Get him, boys.
Sergeant.
A masked man and an Indian.
We aren't outlaws.
It ain't exactly outlaws we're looking for. It's renegades.
And you make plenty big mistake.
You've got to believe us, Sergeant. We're doing everything in our power to stop the uprising.
So there's going to be an uprising, eh?
There will be if we don't bring Chief Thundercloud back here in time.
Oh, you're going after Thundercloud?
Yes.
That's all I need.
What do you mean?
We got some Indians working for us in that encampment. They brought word to the fort tonight that Thundercloud was being sent for. And when he gets here, the Indians will attack.
You don't understand. It was Tomahawk who
promised. How do you know that if you ain't in with them?
Otto and I got close enough to overhear their council.
I'll bet you did. I'll bet you had a front seat.
Did your scouts say there were any white men in the council?
Well, they said there were some white men hanging around.
You're right, and they're renegades, too. But I'm not one of them.
You can tell that to the colonel. Keep a close watch on them, man. I got moving. Troopers, forward, ho! This here's the colonel's quarters. Dismount, masked man. The Indian can wait outside.
Who's there?
Sergeant Donnelly reporting, sir.
Come in.
Go on.
Well, Sergeant?
We picked up this hombre in the Badlands, not far from the Indian encampment, sir.
I see.
There was an Indian with him. He's outside. They said they were on their way to Thundercloud's village.
They admitted it?
Yes, sir.
Why haven't you taken off his mask?
I thought you'd like to see him the way we caught him.
Take it off now.
Yes, sir.
Just a moment, Sergeant.
Don't give me an argument.
Before you carry out the colonel's orders, you better read this letter.
I don't intend
to... Take a look at the signature.
Why, this is... Where did you get it?
From the man who wrote it. You know the signature, don't you?
Sergeant, you may go.
What's it?
At once. A masked man and I have a little business to discuss. Alone.
I... Yes, sir.
The letter was signed by the President of the United States and outlined the Lone Ranger's mission against the Black Arrow. For nearly half an hour, the officer and the masked man talked. Then the door of the cabin swung open.
It's the masked man, sir. He's trying to get away.
Don't be a fool, Sergeant. Hand over his guns.
You're giving them back to him, sir.
Here you are.
Thank you, Colonel.
The Indians as well.
Yes, sir.
Well, masked man, you believe that they won't try anything for 3 days.
Not until the dark of the moon. Their plan doesn't have a chance of succeeding before then.
How long will it take you to reach the village?
Not longer than 24 hours. But the chief is old. It'll take us longer to get back.
You're sure he has the real belt?
I'm sure.
And the Indians will realize the difference when they see it?
Colonel, when one sees the belt shining through the dark, it's easy to understand why the Indians believe there's magic in it. I can't describe the glow, but it's strange, unearthly, like starlight from the bottom of a canyon.
Well, hurry, masked man. Get the chief and the magic belt back here in time.
We'll do our best. Adios.
Good luck.
Come on, Silver. Hit him up, Stout.
Well, Sergeant, you can take it from me. If he doesn't get back here before the dark of the moon sets in, we'll all be dogged. That was a Lone Ranger.
Night long, the flying hoofs of Silver and Scout thundered across the Badlands. At daybreak, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stopped to rest and water the mounts. Then into the saddle and on again, morning, midday, afternoon. The sun dropped behind the purple mountains, a blaze of gold. And not until the thin crescent of the waning moon had turned the sage to silver did Thundercloud's valley stretch before the masked man and his Indian companion. At last they reined up before the lodge where the chief was standing among his faithful braves. The story of Tomahawk's conspiracy was told, and then...
This is why Tomahawk has left the village of his fathers. It is of this I warned the masked man, Thundercloud.
You did well to warn him, granddaughter. But how can Tomahawk persuade the other chiefs to follow him into battle?
They'll think he's you.
That cannot be. I am old. He is young.
He'll do it by means of the belt that glows in the dark.
The magic belt is in the lodge of Thundercloud.
Korlok's made another one.
Ah, him use fox fire. It cannot be the same. The glow from Foxfire lasts but a short time. The magic belt has shed its light from a time Thundercloud cannot remember. No one knows the secret of its precious substance.
I understand that. But you must realize that the other chiefs have never seen the real belt. All they know is that it glows in the dark, and that you're the one who owns it. Just imagine this. There's no moon. All the campfires are put out. A chief appears wearing such a belt who says he's Thundercloud. The other Indians are going to believe him.
It may be so. What would you have me do?
Ride back to Fort Lariat with Tonto and me.
The way is long. Can the fort be reached in time?
We have until nightfall, 2 days from now.
Maybe storm come, then not wait for darker moon.
A storm would mean lightning. Tomahawk won't take a chance on his face being seen.
Until nightfall, 2 days from now.
There's time if we hurry.
Quickly, Gray Antelope. Let the black be saddled. Then bring me the magic belt.
Tawana! Morta! Neda! Tawana!
A few minutes later, Thundercloud was mounted on the black beside the Lone Ranger and Tonto on Silver and Scout. Gray Antelope appeared in the doorway of the chief's lodge. High above her head, she held the magic belt, its mysterious light shining like a beacon. A cry of wonder broke from the throats of the braves. The girl walked toward her grandfather and handed him the belt.
You are a great chief, Thundercloud, but the magic belt will increase your power many times. Let it bring strength to your arm and wisdom to your tongue. Let the great medicine of our fathers bring peace and honor to our people.
This the belt shall do. Minicta Redeno! Lead the way, masked man.
Come on, Silver! Get up, Scout!
On the night of the third day after the Lone Ranger and Tonto had ridden out of Fort Lariat, The colonel paced the parapet at the top of the stockade. There was no moon, but from the distant Badlands, the glare of the Indians' campfires lighted the sky. Their drums and chanting reached the stockade faintly like a whispered menace.
Well, Sergeant?
Nothing to report, sir.
No? This is one time when no news is bad news.
May I ask a question, sir?
Of course.
It's about the drums. Are they having a war dance?
No, Sergeant. We have that to be thankful for. It's only a ceremonial dance. You'll recognize the difference at once when you hear the war drums.
Did the mass say he'd be back tonight, sir?
He hoped to be back, but he might not come directly here.
Isn't there something that we can do, sir? Send out a scouting party or something? This waiting is getting on the men's nerves.
I've given my word that we won't try anything till I hear from the masked man. We're putting our faith in the Lone Ranger.
Yes, sir.
At that same moment, in a small, well-hidden camp not far from the Indian fires, Torlock handed Tomahawk a belt.
Any time for you to make your appearance, Tomahawk?
This belt I wear.
That's the one.
Light from it, not strong. Real belt glows brighter.
You don't know anything about that. Neither does anyone else around here. I just want to make sure you know what you're supposed to say.
Tomahawk, no.
I'm going to fire 3 shots. Then wait a little while, fire 3 more. That's the signal. Red Fox will tell the Braves that's Thundercloud coming. That all the campfires must be put out. Not even a spark left.
That is good.
The darker it is, the more the belt will show up. The less chance there'll be of anyone recognizing you.
Tomahawk would lead Braves into battle tonight.
Now, we've gone all over that. They aren't going to follow anybody, not even Thundercloud, until they've had their war dance. They can't have that without fires. Let them dance all the rest of the night and tomorrow. And tomorrow night, when it gets dark again...
Tomahawk will appear once more to lead them into battle.
Yeah. And here goes.
The signal, Thundercloud, comes. Let all fire be put out. Let not spark, not ember remain. As we do honor to Thundercloud... and magic belt that shine in dark.
The Indians followed the instructions of the renegade. Soon the encampment was dark and silent. The Braves expectant as they waited for Thundercloud's appearance. Red Fox issued a low command. The drums began. In the distance, a band of light could be seen. Faint and ghostly, but unmistakable. Moved closer and closer until at last it stopped. Red Fox shouted,
"Hail, Chief Thundercloud!"
Disappointed murmurs swept through the encampment. Was this the magic belt of which they had heard so much? Red Fox insisted,
"Hail to magic belt that lead us to victory!"
A single voice answered him, then another. Another and another. As if trying to build up their confidence with noise, they shouted louder and louder. And Tomahawk's voice was raised above them.
Silence! Thundercloud has come to lead you into battle. The power of magic belt shall bring us victory. While Thundercloud wears magic belt, no other light may shine upon his face. I leave you now. And when I have gone, let fires be lit. Let war dance begin. Tomorrow night in darkness, Thundercloud will return to you. Tomorrow night... we capture Fort Lariat!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. to continue our story. The war dance continued through the night. But just at the hour before dawn, the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Thundercloud reined up on a ridge above the encampment.
They sing the praises of their war gods. We're too late.
Not yet, Thundercloud.
The Black could not keep pace with Silver and Scout. Many times you were forced to stop that Thundercloud might rest.
They haven't attacked yet.
They will not listen to words of peace now. Their blood cries out for war.
It's nearly dawn. I'm still certain they won't attack while it's light. That means we have all day to stop them.
Uh-huh.
They're Indians from all over the West down there. Could you put on war paint and join the dance without being discovered?
Uh-huh. Tonto do that.
The main thing is to get into the camp and find out what they're planning.
Tonto find out.
We'll leave you here to get ready then. You ride with me, Thundercloud. Between now and daylight, we've got to find Tomahawk and the imitation belt.
The country is wild. There are many places to hide.
Tonto and I know where the men behind this uprising are camped. It won't be far from there. Come on, Silver.
Get up. It is true that men have camped here, but the ashes are cold. The signs tell Thundercloud they left this place many hours ago.
Heading west. Away from the encampment. That means their work is done. They're leaving it all up to Tomahawk.
It may be so.
You take off the magic belt, Thundercloud, and hold it down toward the ground. We need more light on these tracks. I'm glad the hollow's well protected. That glows as bright as a torch.
Here.
There's something. An Indian made that print. There's another.
The prints are faint, but you speak the truth.
Leading us straight to the bank.
To that rock.
Yes, Thundercloud. The rock has been moved recently. I think we'll take a look behind it.
You come back to camp, Tomahawk.
Yes. Belt is safe. Braves might ask, where is Tomahawk that he does not dance with us?
It is well you come. There one brave Red Fox have you watch him.
What tribe is he?
He wear war paint of Sioux. There. He talk with Silver Spear, leader of Navajo.
A traitor.
Is he one you told me watch for?
It is Tonto, friend of the Lone Ranger. Order your men to take him prisoner.
Look, he see you. He want horse.
Stop him.
Bonito!
Open fire! Shoot the traitor!
Those shots are coming from the Indian camp, Thundercloud. Tonto may have been discovered. It's light enough to see now. As soon as we get over this ride, we'll know what's going on.
An Indian rides away from the camp.
It's Tonto. They're after him. Come on, Silver!
Hi!
Hi, Kimosabe! Come on, follow us!
And stop plenty soon!
We're going on! Onto the fort!
Everyone!
How soon! Hi!
I still don't understand it, Mask Man. Thundercloud's here. Why can't he ride into the Indian camp and declare himself?
The Braves will not listen if I talk of peace.
In the state they're in now, they'll attack without a leader. They don't need one. There are 1,000 of them. You only have a garrison of 100 men.
But what guarantee do I have that your plan will work? Leave the fort when we're so outnumbered. My whole force might be wiped out.
Thundercloud is counting on the magic belt.
I can't do that. Out in this country, it's possible to respect the legends of the Indians. But if my men were to be massacred and I were to survive them, what would Washington think of my report? The sight of the belt shining through the darkness may be enough to strike awe and wonder into the hearts of the Braves. I'm not denying it. I simply don't know. And as a colonel of the United States Army and the commandant of this fort, I must be skeptical. It's my duty, Masked Man.
I appreciate that. Will you consider the whole thing from your point of view?
I wish you would.
You'll admit that if the Indians attack, you won't be able to hold the fort for more than a few hours.
I admit it.
If you place your men where I ask, the Indians would find nothing here. You have the authority to abandon the fort if you think best.
Yes.
And even if we aren't able to capture Tomahawk and are taken prisoner instead, you and your men could march on to Fort Lincoln and find safety there.
But the settlers around here...
If this attack comes, it will only be the settlers around here who are in danger.
The masked man speaks well.
The whole frontier will be at war.
I'm asking you to give our plan a chance.
You're asking for a chance to face death.
We're doing that right now. Everyone inside this fort, everyone within 100 miles of Lariat.
The responsibility.
We must have your answer soon. We'll have to head south from here and circle the Indian camp, then cut back through the canyon country. That's 50 miles. We'll have to cover it before dark.
Big Pine Valley.
Right there at nightfall. Well, your answer, Colonel.
Go ahead. It's a chance, but it's our only chance.
Thundercloud, Toto, we're hitting the trail.
The Lone Ranger and the two Indians raced south from the fort across the open prairie. And when the outpost had become a dot on the horizon, they changed the direction to the west. On they rode until the red and yellow cliffs of the canyon country loomed before them. With a sure instinct, Tonto picked the trail that would lead them beyond the Indian camp. The trail that would lead them to the hollow where Torlock had made his camp. Just at nightfall, they reined up in the grove on the rim of the hollow.
Steady, Silver. Steady.
Listen.
War dance, stop. The drums are quiet.
Yes. The Braves are waiting for Thundercloud and the magic belt.
You think Tomahawk come here already? Get Foxfire belt?
That's what we've got to find out. He may have changed his plans after seeing you in camp this morning.
The rock has been rolled away.
And the belt is gone. All right, let's go.
There are only one trail from Indian camp to fort. That lead through Big Pine Valley.
Listen.
Once more Tomahawk appears before them. Once more he uses the name of Thundercloud.
We've got to reach the opening of the valley before they do. Come on, Silver.
Let's go.
Ashburn, they're attacking.
Yes, but they still think they're following Thundercloud. Are your men all placed?
Just as you told me.
They each have 2 torches?
Yes.
And they know the signal?
3 shots.
That's fine. Right back into the valley, Colonel. If they see you too soon, it will spoil everything.
They're close. I can see a faint speck of light out there.
That's Tomahawk wearing the false belt. Hurry.
Come on, Mark. Get up. The moment has come. Thundercloud is old. Death means nothing to him. But it is wrong that you and Tonto should die to save my people.
This is for the future of the West. Stand your ground, Thundercloud. Remember that you're wearing the magic belt.
Lone Ranger, Thundercloud, and Tonto waited at the opening of the valley as the war party swept down in them. The glow from the magic belt was so brilliant that when he was more than 100 yards away, Tomahawk could see and recognize the face of Thundercloud. Vainly, he tried to rein up, but the ponies behind swept him on until he was directly in front of the old chief when he had pulled his mount to a stop. Then the other Indians could see Thundercloud, and a shout of amazement echoed to the skies. If this was Thundercloud before them, wearing a belt that shone like the stars, who was the man who had led them?
Look, my brothers, by the light of the magic belt, you shall know the man who has tricked you. It is Tomahawk.
It is true, and I am man to lead you. Thundercloud is old and weak. Tomahawk young and strong.
It's Thundercloud who wears the magic belt.
He has no right to wear it. Look, brothers. White man stands beside him. He is a white man's friend, and he has turned his back on our people.
No.
Let us take away the magic belt from him and ride on to the fort.
Which one of you will brave the anger of the Great Spirit? Will it be you, Tomahawk?
Red Fox.
No. He knows the legend. Will you prove your courage by defying it?
My men have spoken. You may keep magic belt and ride away in peace. On to the fort now! On through the valley!
Wait!
That man shoots! Open fire on him!
I fired into the air! Look beyond you! Look into the valley!
On the ridges that surrounded the valley, a great circle of torches flared through the darkness.
Look where Tomahawk would have led you! Into the valley! Into an ambush! You'd have been surrounded by the soldiers from the fort. Not one of you would have left the valley alive. Remember, it was Thundercloud who kept you from entering the valley. Is Tomahawk worthy to be your leader? Then take him prisoner. Tomahawk and Red Fox. Look at the belt Tomahawk is wearing. Then look at the magic belt of Thunderclouds. Which is the better? There's the same difference in their counsel. Tomahawk told you the white men were your enemies. Thundercloud tells you they are your friends. And not by war, but by peace you shall live in honor.
Do not listen to him.
Soldiers kill you.
That isn't true.
The
Colonel Shan!
Answered the Lone Ranger's call by leading his cover and galloping through the opening of the valley toward the Indians. In one hand, he carried a torch, and in the other that grasped the reins, a pipe of peace.
The leader of the soldiers! He carries no sword, but the pipe of peace! Ashman!
Remember that Thundercloud wears the magic belt. Those who do not listen to him shall feel its power. Will you smoke the pipe of peace and return to your home? Then light the fires. Let this be a night of feasting. Sound the drums and sing the song of peace.
You've done it, Masked Man.
The plan worked, if that's what you mean. But it was Thundercloud and the magic belt that persuaded them.
What about Tomahawk?
Both he and Red Fox are prisoners. Will the Indians turn them over to the Colonel Thundercloud?
No.
That means you won't have any trouble with the others for a long time.
You don't believe the Black Arrow will try to arouse them again?
Let's hope we find their headquarters and their leader before they have a chance.
Their leader? This Torlock that bribed Tomahawk?
He may be the one. We don't know. But we're going after him. Are you ready, Tonto?
Uh-huh.
Adios, Thundercloud. I don't have to tell you. If Renegade should capture the magic belt, there's no telling what might happen. Guard it with your life. Goodbye, Colonel.
Goodbye, Masked Man. The President shall hear of what you've done tonight.
Come on, Silver.
Get up, Scout. Oh, Silver! Silver!
Just Heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Want to send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes site now, formatted for mobile devices, OTRWesterns.com. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. We're also on Facebook, facebook.com/OTRWesterns. And we can't forget Twitter, @OTRWesterns. Don't forget to rate this podcast. Just search iTunes for OTR Westerns. You'll find all of our shows within one nice feed. And subscribe to each one independently and leave feedback. That helps me out, lets me know what you guys think, and lets others find the podcast a lot easier. This podcast is copyright 2012 under the attribution non-commercial share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. That's it. Have a great day. Again, thanks for listening. And I hope you enjoyed.